If a war in Iraq does end up costing something in the ballpark of $100 billion, one might hope for a silver lining in the form of a much-needed kickstart to the sputtering U.S. economy. But as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, military spending doesn't give the same lift to the economy that it once did.
Soon after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, bringing the U.S. into World War II, San Diego factory owner Reuben Fleet sent a message to President Roosevelt: "We are on the job and at your command." Within a year, Fleet's Convair airplane factory employed 20,000 people. Flight test engineer Bill Channer recalls three shifts a day working on the aircraft assembly line.
They were building like 17 B-24s a day. They brought the major pieces, the wing and some of the fuselage, and they put that together at one end, and when it came back and went out the door, it was ready to fly.
Before the war ended, Convair would become San Diego's biggest private employer. In a story repeated across the country, men and women were pressed into the war effort, erasing the joblessness that lingered from the Great Depression. Channa sits near an exhibit devoted to the Convair plant in what's now the San Diego Aerospace Museum.
This building we're in right now, which is the Ford building, which was built in 1935, this was a school. This is where they taught women and men to how to rivet and how to do wiring, and then from here they went to work at the plant.
60 years later, the old Convair plant has been torn down to make way for a parking lot. Military spending now accounts for less than 10% of the San Diego economy, and despite the recent growth of the defense budget, there's been no big surge in local jobs. At the Southwest Marine Shipyard, maintenance workers clamber up the scaffolding alongside the USS Denver, a Navy transport vessel. The shipyard did see a brief surge in repair business at the end of last year and hired several hundred additional workers. But they simply did jobs that would have been done this year. And now that many warships have sailed for the Persian Gulf, those additional jobs have disappeared. Shipyard President Monty Dickinson says overall, the prospect of war has not added to his payroll.
From my standpoint, this year it's sort of business as usual. There's not much of a change.
The Bush administration has steadily increased Pentagon spending, but a growing share of that money is being spent on high technology, which helps on the battlefield but does not create a lot of industrial jobs at home. Economist Kelly Cunningham of the Chamber of Commerce says San Diego's once dominant airplane and missile factories have given way to smaller companies that specialize in engineering and computer science.
It's a shift, really, in what's being done here. We got away from the aerospace type of manufacturing and have gone into this other computer technology and communication systems.
In the past, such military investment might have created spin-off technologies for the civilian market, Cunningham says, but not anymore.
One of the things that the military is trying to do in this new era is instead of trying to develop it on their own, they're using commercial technologies, which is kind of the reverse of the way it used to be. You'd develop it for the military specifically, and then sometimes we'd find a commercial application.
What's more, even as the defense budget grows, it's dwarfed by the size of the overall U.S. economy. That wasn't always the case. In World War II, defense spending accounted for more than 40% of the nation's total economic output. Today, it's less than 4%. And the estimated cost of an Iraqi war is less than 1%. Chief economist David Weiss of Standard & Poor's says that's just as well.
Wars just aren't good for economies anymore. They don't absorb the big percentage of GDP they did back in areas like World War II, so you don't get that kind of economic boost to the economy. The impact on consumer confidence can more than outweigh that, and of course, when you're fighting the war on top of your oil supply line, that really pushes the risks up.
Whatever happens in Iraq, President Bush hopes to keep adding to the Pentagon budget, but military spending will probably remain a relatively small piece of the overall economy, and any war dividend will be small as well. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.